Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Is this thing on?
Do you still like us?
Do you remember us?
Can you still hear me?
Are we still here? Where are we?
Hey, Grandma, how about another grape soda?
Hello.
Who am I? I'm looking in a puddle. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? How does he say it? Who am I?
Chucky Finster and
No, no, no. I'll give you a hint. I give you a hint. Something about ants.
Oh, yeah.
How are they supposed to read when they can't?
Oh, my God. Zoolander? Yeah.
Yes, Zoolander. Oh, who am I? Anyway.
You guys like us?
Hello.
This is a podcast.
It's, called Not Tonight.
What's it called?
It's, Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda. Hello, I'm Brenda.
I'm Linda.
And we're back, motherfuckers. It's a new year. It's a new me.
It's a year of the ox.
It's a freaking year of the ox. It's
the age of Aquarius now. It's been a while, guys. Let's not pretend like it's been a while.
It's been a while since I have podcasted with you.
I'm like a bird, I only fly away. Wow. I don't know how to podcast.
I don't know how to freaking talk.
You guys remember Leroy or no?
Leroy's back in the bees, but he's not really. He's gonna be better tonight. We're a podcast, we talk in circles. We haven't been around for a while. We had a lot of shit going on, man. There's a panorama still.
We decided that we wanted to wait to record a new episode until the year of the rat was over.
Right, like, we were just over with that fucking rat.
We were just over with that rat energy.
That rat, that energy, that wiggle-woggle, sneaky, slimy.
Like, things were really going weird. Like, things were really getting weird. It was just rat energy. Like, we had to just take a nap and, you know, come back in the year of the ox. We're both born in the year of the ox. It's our year.
It's our time to shine.
We've been, like, manifesting, and this is really...
Why are we whispering?
This is us.
This is us. We're quiet now.
We just forget how to do this. Like, it's been a while.
It seems like oddly quiet. If you think about it, like,
yeah, why is it so quiet?
It's a new year. Remember when we first started? We were like slamming all over the place all the time, just making all the noise. Now I feel like we're being really quiet. But speaking of quiet,
remember when we used to be? Our aim used to be to try to make people fall asleep.
People go to sleep.
We, in the beginning, our goal is, like, we were, like, a sleepy time, like, story podcast. Like, go to sleep, little idiots.
Little dummies. Yeah, we were inspired by freaking Dear Scooter Sleep With Me podcast. Like, how he just, like, talks in circles and tells those random stories. They're not random, though. He does research, but...
But then people were like, hey, girls.
Things took a turn.
You snort when you laugh too
you
much.
Snort, you laugh, you yell, you drink.
Your dog won't shut
turns
out
up. You're all are not going to bed anytime soon, so why should I? By the way.
I stayed up for like 17 hours that one time.
Oh my God, that one time you got trippy and stayed up for like 18 hours and sang weird songs. And like, they're like, dude, if y'all are going to, by the way, the conspiracy theories, the murder, the aliens. This is not really like a lullaby. No. I mean, it is for weirdos like me, but like...
Yeah, I mean, you can fall asleep. Don't get me wrong. I've fallen asleep.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, sometimes I'm pretty sleepy sounding. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sleepy sounding tonight.
I mean...
Speaking of sounds, we don't fucking have the microphone hooked up yet. Y'all, give us a God bless America break.
We have microphones now. They're really nice.
Mercury is retrograde, if you are familiar. Tonight, once again, we've experienced technical difficulties with the freaking microphones. We have these silly microphones that our beautiful mother gave us, Kristen, gifted us. What a fucking mother, man.
Let's clarify. Not our real mama. Like,
our... Which bitch is which? We talk about her all the time, but she's our actual mother now.
Like, we still have a mom, but, like, she's our additional mom. Like, it is what it is.
Bitch, she's a mother.
Bitch, she's a mother.
She is. I'm so proud of my mother because she's just, like, so talented, multifaceted. Not even, I mean, we started following her because of her tarot reading, but, like, legit top 10 coolest people I've ever met.
Oh my god.
Top 5 probably. She's like our fucking sister. Like the way she goofs around with us.
Oh
like,
my god. It's like a amazing. Long lost sister. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a long lost sister. Amazing. It's amazing. But anyway, she hooked us up with these microphones and we still haven't been able to fucking set them up. It's like one thing after another. It's like one laptop. Like, I have a work laptop.
Let's not.
We're not.
They don't.
She's got a fucking Chromebook. Nothing's compatible. It's like incompatibility issues, but we're going to figure it out. We're going to do, hopefully this will be our last one on real phones. Next time we'll have
next time it'll be a fake phone.
Fake phone. It'll be on my trap phone. It's cool. But yeah, what else, dude?
Should we? We have a,
we have a new loft. Kind of.
Do we?
We have furniture. We've upgraded it slightly, y'all. We do have couches. We're, like, not on stools anymore.
Oh, no. We're not on, like, shaky, wobbly metal stools that we built from Walmart anymore. Like, no. We're on a couch.
Like, with, like, screws couch. Falling out all the time. No, we're, like, on a big, cozy couch. Big, comfy couch from that stupid-ass show.
Mm, now we have a table in front of us. Like, a real table.
With a tablecloth. It's really a quilt.
I don't want to call it a tablecloth. It's like a dog quilt.
It's like... quilt. It was homemade.
Anyways, should we talk about... Do you want to talk about... Run away.
I will let you...
Should we talk about our family first? I feel like... Okay, guys. Look.
In
the last episode, it's not a secret. I have a lot of boyfriends, and Linda, I always talk about them, and then it never works out. So
Linda's on a wild trip with the love life.
The last
this year,
the last one. You guys heard him. He was cool. It was cool. It just didn't work out this time. I was kind of getting trippy with it, and you know, it is what it is. But run away.
I will say I like Rico. Run away. I like him as a person. We're cool. Yeah, like
whatever.
I'm good. He's really talented. He's really smart. He's
really smart.
He's very insightful.
Maybe too smart.
Gives great advice. Like cool dude.
Fun. Cool. Fitty.
Fucking
Fitty though?
Righteous. Bro.
Righteous, bro.
But yeah.
Just, it is, look, it didn't work
love
out this
life
time,
alert.
Guys.
Like, love life update.
Love life update. I'm not, well, I have a couple of crushes that would surprise you, but I'm not going to get into it right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to get into it right now. Just know this. I'm mostly focusing on myself, okay? I'm you guys remember, I'm in school. I'm trying to get back in the smart game. Smart
yeah,
house.
You've been doing better with school lately.
I don't know about that, but I've been doing the best I can.
Well, it's all you can do sometimes.
The boyfriend's not really existent. Do I have a couple of crushes that would surprise you? That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to mind my business.
That's sad on that.
So that's my love life update, because I always do it.
I never do it.
I'm going to leave you guys in the dark.
I always leave you in the dark. what's good with me? Nothing. Just kidding. I mean, I don't ever tell y'all shit.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I shouldn't. I am really, enjoying this beginning of this new year. I will say that. Fuck yeah, dude. I was over 2020. Everybody was. Things are still weird. There's still a panorama. We have a new president, but things are still fucking weird.
Oh my god, did you see that one picture of him?
No.
He's like standing outside on the you know, the lawn, and he's got like a leather like bomber jacket, like president bomber jacket.
Mm-mm.
On like
a
black.
I love a good bomber
got,
though.
He's got jeans on and
dad
like, he's
jeans.
Holding, like a cup of coffee and like he's got his like German fucking shepherd next to him. Ooh. Like just cool dad. Just a cool grandpa dad.
How's the jeans? Skinny?
I didn't see the whole fit. I just saw from, like, his head to, like,
ring. I need the jean fit.
Maybe, yeah, we should look at
what size does he wear? I'm gonna send him some.
Probably, like, 32, right?
I mean, how tall is he? He looks kind of tall.
I would say he's probably, like, 6'1".
He's probably, like, a 32, 34.
Yeah. Let's buy him some jeans. All right. He was, like, standing around a bunch of, like, cardboard cutouts of hearts that his... wife put on the lawn for decoration, and it was today's Valentine's Day, guys.
Oh yeah.
Who cares?
We ate sushi.
We did. eat sushi. I'm probably gonna, if I leave here soon enough, gonna stop and get myself something. Like,
good for you.
I was thinking like strawberries and like some chocolate dip or something.
Oh wow, self care Sunday.
I took a bath with like a glittery.
I saw that. It's beautiful.
We couldn't really tell in the water, but it was like glittery. And oh, it was, I love that. So, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, self care, fucking right.
I've been single on every Valentine's Day of my life.
I feel like I always am too. Actually, I wasn't last year, but we didn't do shit. Matter. I don't even remember it. No, we didn't do shit.
Yeah.
But I was basically one of those people that don't celebrate holidays.
Agnostic?
No.
Apathetic?
What, they come to your door? Jehovah's. Certain denominations that don't celebrate holidays. Like, that was me with the last year.
Who cares?
So what? Who cares? What the fuck? What else is new, man? Like,
should we talk about our family here?
Yeah. Family. We got a family.
Yeah, we have a new family. Like, how many of us? I don't know. How many?
It's like 25-ish.
25 or whatever. It's a beautiful family. It's a coven.
I think people aren't going to understand if they...
No, they're not.
So it's a coven.
So we're in a coven now.
It's just a group of like-minded spiritual people.
People are gonna think we're in a cult immediately.
Immediately they're gonna be like, "Call you guys are in a
cult. You guys talk about cults all the time. Now you joined one."
Thought you followed Karen in Georgia.
Just kidding.
No, it very could.
To some, it might be a cult. To some, it might be a cult, but
it's just a group of like-minded individuals that are into the same shit, that are into the same like intuitive spiritual shit. Sometimes we do post pictures of our food.
Sometimes we do send pictures of what we eat in the morning,
but like no rhyme or reason. I mean,
it's not like counting calories shit. It's just like, hey girls, like, what are you doing? Like, what's up? Like, ooh, that looks good.
It's like a it's like a family check-in.
It's like a fun group chat.
And we seek each other's guidance and we learn from one another. And I mean, as a collective, we do some fucking cool shit.
We protect
there's
one another.
There's tarot readers, light, there's like... dream interpreters, there's astrologers, there's... It's like everybody's got their jush.
Mediums. Do you guys remember Dandelion?
She's fuck a yeah, Dandelion.
Now we have a new friend named Tali.
Yeah, I wonder if they're all cool with us saying their names, but...
I mean, we can ask them, and if not, we'll just... Yeah. We'll just
I mean, a lot of them have, like, real-ass websites now. What's Tali's website? Tali's a sick-ass medium.
I don't know it off the top of my head, but we could put it in the description.
Okay, we'll put it in the description. Spleen has... Spleenless Divination.
Oh my god, amazing dream interpretations, like... Believe me, trust me. Like, it's crazy.
He
interpreted a dream. Sorry, I just did an ASMR thing. I was about to start doing my.
Don't do it. Don't tell him, Tommy.
Spleen one time interpreted. Did I ever tell you about that like recurring like nightmarish dream that I had about we were like living at the old house with the garage, and in the middle of the yard there was like a huge hole in the earth, like huge hole, deep
like
hole.
A sinkhole?
No, it had like a bottom, but it was really, oh, really shit. Deep. And our dad was like driving like an excavator type of fucking thing with like a, you know, the kind of like the big shovel.
Yeah.
And he was like lifting up this like pile of dirt with me on it, and then like dropping it into the ground and like putting dirt over me, and I was like
burying you alive,
like burying the fish, like burying me alive. And then like right when I was about to like suffocate and die, he would like pull me out and then do it again, and it was just over.
How old were you in the dream? Like, were you a kid or your regular age?
No, I was like my regular age, and like I had it.
Were you yelling at him?
No, I was just I was just doing it. Like, it just was going over and over. And then I asked Spleen about it because I was like, what the fuck? Like,
how deep was the hole?
I haven't had this dream in a while, but I can't forget about it because I had it a lot.
Yeah.
It was a huge hole. Like, I don't know math, like, dimensions and stuff, like, but, like, a big hole.
Like Alice hole? Like Alice in Wonderland?
It was, like,
falling down the hole?
Like, imagine, like a fucking meteor or something, like, kind of crash into the earth and there was, like, a crater in the
Like, you couldn't see the bottom?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. But, like, maybe. But, like, it was deep. Like,
how old were you when you started having it?
I was, like, excuse me. I don't know, 18, 19.
Okay, so you weren't a kid.
No.
All right.
So, he interpreted it, And he said, it all went back to fucking, can I just say, Reggie. And, like, I held him in high regards. Like, I saw him as someone, like I saw him the same way that I see my dad. Okay. So it wasn't really dad. It was, like, a representation of, like, Reggie. And, it was, like, he would, like, build me up and then fucking take it and then do it again. And
Oh my gosh, I was like,
God damn, like, damn, spleen, like, you just tripped me out. Like, that is exact, that makes so much sense.
That reminds me.
Because it went on for years.
Of,
so I had the dream for, like, a long time.
Over and over and over.
And it was just over and over and over in the dream. It was, like, no other outside thing happening in the dream. It was just that, over and over.
That reminds me a lot of the story of Sisyphus. Did you ever know about that?
Who?
Sisyphus. It's like S-I-S-E-P-H-U-S. It's like a Greek mythology fucking shit. You never heard about that story? Sisyphus. It's hard to say. Have you ever seen the movie Party Girl with Parker Posey?
Are you Parker Posey?
You will love this.
Polly had a what?
Parker Polly Polly Pocket had a Posey.
What?
Fucking Parker Posey.
That's not a real name.
That's a real girl. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Dog Show?
Yes.
She's the chick with the braces and the Weiner Reiner.
I don't know. I haven't seen
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen Will and Grace? She's, like, the bitchy... Okay, whatever.
Imagine I've never watched TV.
Mother F. Linda doesn't know Parker Posey. But anyway, there's a movie Party Girl where there's, like, a very good... We'll put it in the fucking Instagram. It's, like, a really good interpretation of it. But the story of Sisyphus, it's, like, this guy, for whatever reason, I forget why, he lives his literal life... rolling this, like, big ass concrete, like, not concrete, but like rock ball up a boulder. It's a boulder. It's probably a boulder. A boulder. So there's this boulder, and he's got to roll it up this hill. It's a big ass hill. And all he does all the live long day is roll this damn boulder up the hill, mm-hmm. and then it gets up there, and guess what happens?
It comes back down.
It rolls back down, and he's got to go back down. That's his whole entire life.
That's all he does.
On repeat.
Why does he listen to music while he does it?
I mean, it was, like, Greek time, so, like, he probably, like,
sings a song.
He listens to, like, flute music in his head.
Like, do you think he hums? Like,
I mean, do you think he has, like, I'm working on a bit?
Like, do you think he has a personality?
I mean, I think he does. I think he hated it. Like, he dreaded it. Like, there's a backstory that I'm not getting at, y'all. Google fucking Sisyphus, because there's a backstory.
Google syphilis, trust me.
Don't Google syphilis.
Don't Google that, please.
Google Sisyphus and Party Girl. Party Girl is a fucking right.
Wait, I don't get it. What are we talking about? Why does that relate to
Because it reminds me of, like, your story of being buried and, like... Like, just when you think you're gonna get out, you get fucking buried again.
How does the boulder relate to Party Girl?
Oh, because in Party Girl, that is, like, a theme in the movie. They talk about it. Like, her and this guy, they have, a great conversation about it. Like, a scene in the movie.
Are they, like, on the hood of a car?
No, I wish they were. They're, like, flirting, though.
Like, in a hallway? Like...
No, it's like very New York. They're like,
I'm getting down.
She meets him. Oh my God. She meets him on the street corner. Like, he's like a cart. He like has like a bagel cart thing. Mm. And like, she gets her shit from him every day. And then they start talking.
Wouldn't it be nice if it was just that easy to meet
someone? I know, right? If it was just that bad, like that fucking eh. Anyway, the dream. Hold on a minute, though. Yeah. So that's a good interpretation. And I have another thing to say. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going somewhere different with this interpretation or spleen. Because I had like a recurring nightmare as a young, young kid. But it's not quite the same. Of a really huge, deep fucking hole. And I was just falling in the hole.
Oh my God.
And it was terrifying. I used to wake up like screaming. I used to wake up and go, wake up dad and mom. And it was like very much related to dad too. And to the point, like, my mom, our mom, I would wake up in the middle of the night and, like, be hovering over her bed, like, with my eyes, like, as big as quarters, like, freaking her the fuck out, like, looking like a little demon kid. She took me to the doctor. And the doctor said, said that I was, like, having attachment issues with dad because dad was, like, working some hurricane or shit.
Yeah. like some hurricane.
Like he'd been gone for like 2 weeks, and I was like geeking out in my brain about it. Like, but why the hole?
Sometimes
I don't understand the hole. I still like when I think about it, it like shudder. Like I shudder. Like it. Like it gives me that deep guttural like uneasy feeling.
Let's not talk about it. I don't feel good.
Should
about
I add a spleen?
I don't feel good about this hole. Yeah, just tag him in this episode or.
Yeah, we'll tag spleen. Just but anyway, yeah, back to the effing family.
We have a family.
We got a whole ass family. Like we're not even heart bitch. Does tarot readings.
They all do tarot.
I mean, everybody does tarot, really. But
and they're all awesome.
Freaking Maddie and Reagan, like they dice divinations, and like Reagan does the energy manipulation with her hands.
What? Like what? When you can,
we gotta GTS this shit, y'all, and come back and talk about it.
I know.
Cause she can like move energy. It's so interesting.
Wow.
I also keep getting these synchronicities with sacred geometry, y'all. So be ready for me to geek out about it. This was like we just wanted to like give you all like a recap of what's been going on.
It's been like an everyday. We talk to these people every day. Yeah. Like, it's you know, they're our family.
Like, maybe we could even have some people on, like as guests if they want to like talk about their craft because like everybody's got a different.
Oh my thing, god! You know that would be really interesting for everybody involved.
Seriously, every individual in this coven has like a special talent, a special skill, multiple, but you know, like kind of specializes in certain things that you would never, like some of it I've never even heard of, like
yeah,
like sigils and stuff, like I'm just learning about that. Like the freaking,
I'm gonna name my son Sigil.
No,
for real?
No,
do it.
I'm
not.
I mean it's just wild, but yeah, we're not doing like a we're not going like in depth right now.
We're not
now.
Doing a great job of explaining what's going on. I know that, but I mean,
we just wanted to kind of fucking fill
you in. Guys know how we are.
I've got a
doing.
Whole rack of things I want to talk about with you guys. One of them being the color fucking pink.
Are we gonna do that right now?
No, I just wanna.
No.
No, I don't even remember what is it called? Drunk Tank Pink. Black something. It starts with a B.
Blathers.
It's like Pepto-Bismol pink. I like went on a deep dive about that color today because there's like all this color controversy. Like life is so hard. Like color controversy with the Pepto-Bismol pink.
This one guy on TikTok said it's like there color. Is there are controversial colors. There are controversial colors out there. So we need to be aware. Pepto-Bismol pink is one of them.
30% less strong. People put it in their football stadiums, locker rooms, and their drunk tanks so people would stop fucking wilding out when they're drunk. And it worked.
It worked. It worked. We haven't done the research yet, but like we're pretty sure it worked.
What's the other one I wanted? Oh, Vanta Black. I probably can't even say that, but there's another black, y'all, that y'all don't know about, but you might know about
it. It's like really dark.
Extra black.
It's like you look at it, and it's like you're looking into a hole.
Nobody can see it. I mean, it takes up like 99.6% of like all, it like absorbs all light.
It just looks like a hole, right?
Yeah, and then just this artist said nobody could fucking use it. And then this other artist was like, fuck you, miss. I'm going to make a bunch of colors that you can't use. And he made a bunch of colors that you can't, that this one guy can't use.
What's his name?
I forget. We don't know. we didn't do our research.
Let's talk about other things that we like to pretend like we know, but we don't really know that research.
We're going to wrap it up in a minute. Other things that we don't know research, but we do. Oh, I wrote one down. Go Beckley, Tippy.
Oh my god, yes. Okay, so you guys are going to love this.
Anteaters.
You guys are going to hate it because we don't have all the info, but what about anteaters?
I'll talk about them in a minute.
Go Beckley, Tippy. Yeah.
Go Blacky Tippy.
What is it called?
Go Blacky Tippy. You know.
Go Blacky Tippy. Is it Tippy or Tippy?
I think it might be taped.
Go Blacky Tippy.
Anyway, get to it.
We'll put it in the description.
What is it?
It's like an old. It's like you know. Like you know Stonehenge, right?
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck Stonehenge is. It's way older than Stonehenge. Whoa. Like, you thought Stonehenge was the first bitch. It wasn't. It was Gobleki Tepe.
This wasn't the first rodeo. It was like for in, old Gobleki.
Where is it? The fuck? It's like in fucking Turkey or something. It's like in.
I don't even remember.
Jordan, Turkey.
Don't remember, but
don't know.
It's important.
It's like in one of those countries.
They were doing all the worldly.
They
shit.
Were doing like. They had these, like, monoliths, right?
Yee.
Is that, maybe. Is it a monolith, or is that those old furry elephants from, like, prehistoric times?
Nope.
That's a mammoth.
Mammoth.
A woolly mammoth. Woolly mammoth is not real, right?
Nope. It is.
Okay, so no, it was a, what were we talking about? Hold on.
It was a monolith.
Monolith, and they were set up in these positions that measured certain constellations
time
like
out.
In the sky.
It sort of looked like if you guys ever watched Survivor, mm-hmm. like you know how like where they go to cast people out at the end of the night,
yes.
where they go to cast their votes, like a Stonehenge kind of situation. They it looks like Stonehenge. That, similar to that.
Yeah,
it's like a semicircle with all these pillar kind of things.
But it was like. Dirt.
And everything was like aligned brown, right? with the freaking astrological everything.
They were keeping Dionysus, track of shit.
Like, they were keeping track of the whole world with all these, what? What are they called?
Monoliths?
I don't know what they're called.
They had
but
art carved on them?
Lots of art. 16, they said like 16 fucking billion tons of like art shit, like very intricate shit that nobody really believes could be moved by people.
And how old is Stonehenge?
Wish I could tell you.
Like 400, like
51 years old.
Like 16,000.
Stonehenge is like
BC or something, right?
Way the fuck before.
Let me Google it so that we can at least have a little bit of information. Let me GTS.
Stonehenge is around the same time as Egyptian, I would like to say, but maybe
Egyptian, like, what do you mean Egyptian?
I feel like all these cultural, like, cultures had the same type of shits going on around the same time, like Egyptian,
okay, we
were
Mayan,
like
far off.
Stonehenge.
5,020 years. So
what?
It's set right? It's 3,000 BC.
3,000 BC. Okay, what about Egyptian?
Egyptian what? Like just the country like, of Egypt?
When were the Egyptian culture? Why do I keep saying it like that? When were they flourishing the most?
Like top Egyptian like
year. Top
like Egypt's best year. Ever.
Egypt's best top 10 years for Egypt.
Egypt's E-G-Y-P-S-T. Egypt's best
year ever.
Year. Oh my. Okay, the best time to visit Egypt.
No. We're talking BC.
Okay, for almost 30 centuries. Well, there were so many different periods of, like, Egyptian culture. Like, there's so, like, for almost
highlight
30
of Egyptian culture.
From its unification around 3100 BC to its conquest by Alexander the Great.
Hold up. 3100 BC. That's
look, we're not finding
newer than fucking Stonehenge. Or okay, wait. So this is what always got me dyslexic, though. I have to tell you. I get really confused with BC because it goes backwards. So is 3100 is 3100 newer or older than 3300?
It's 3, not Gobleki. It's definitely Gobekli.
Gobekli.
Gobekli. Sound right.
I spelled it Gobekli.
That's how it's spelled, but it's gotta be Gobleki.
Gobekli.
Right?
What year is that?
It's fucking pre-10th millennium BCE. Imagine,
what
like, I know what that,
that
means.
What?
The megaliths predate Stonehenge by some 6,000 years. So this
oh,
bitch is 6,000 years older than whatever the fuck Stonehenge
we
is.
We don't know shit about shit.
It's a jerk. Okay, it's...
Where is it?
In, you know? It's, yeah, it's in Turkey. We were kind of right. Just let's trust us, guys.
We're
gonna like,
fucking
you know what we're talking
map
about.
Quest this
like, it's in Turkey.
All right.
If you at first glance you would see it like and just be like, okay, it's a bunch of fucking, it's dirt. Like it's a bunch of dirty.
It's a bunch of raggedy pyramids.
Like a bunch
things.
Of raggedy stones. But I mean,
if you get
when
up
you
close,
think about how old it is, you know, it's, you know, how did they do it?
We need to investigate the ruins of that.
Let's go.
Why haven't we heard of this?
Hey, our family vacation, we should just go to Göbekli Tepe.
Yeah. Let's go visit Becky in the Tepe.
Oh my god, like
fuck.
Have you ever heard of this place before? Like
never,
yesterday?
No.
This article is from 2008, bro.
So I think it was C Mini that sent it to
us.
Oh
no, I just clicked wrong.
Oh no. We gotta go.
We gotta get off the internet. Okay, my
fucking way.
Oh my god.
Cool.
That's cool. All right, what else?
We gotta. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Before we go, I do have some true crime shit. Snap out of it. Alexa Sharkey, I wanna fucking talk about. I wanna talk about Alyssa and Sarah Turney, but not tonight. Sorry about that noise. Okay. Ready? Old cell phone. This is my notes. Old cell phones versus new cell phones.
Don't get me started.
Okay. Obviously, astral projection. I wrote American Horror Stories. What?
Why?
Probably a conspiracy theory. I also wrote birds are not real.
Okay.
Is that a conspiracy? And I also wrote old.
I hate that conspiracy. I just saw a bumper sticker the other day that said that, and I wanted to punch them in the fucking fender bender. Because I was like,
kiss
you are
my
such
bumper.
Don't you guys get me fucking started on birds again, because fight for them.
We can't talk about birds. We can't do birds
they
tonight.
They are the best. Don't get me started.
We will have an entire episode on birds, trust me. But not tonight. Old cartoons. What the fuck is old cartoons?
Like Hey Arnold and stuff.
I don't know. I probably was alluding to The Simpsons, but no, I would have said The Simpsons. All right, we'll do some more GTS.
Okay, let's go with that first one.
The old, oh yeah, that's what I really want to know about. Old cell phones versus new.
Like what you, like your personal opinion.
I have a lot of opinions.
Personal opinion. Yeah.
Why does it feel like our tongues are really heavy?
Like I can't say my words right.
My personal opinion.
My fault.
Yeah, okay. You probably sound terrible. Goodbye.
Sorry. I'm going to delete the app. Just kidding. What were we saying?
Old cell phones.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to know? I love old cell phones. Let me tell
me
you something.
Me too.
Like, my first cell phone was that little it's that little like gray block like like robot like
Nokia
phone, like just basic ass little in your palm like Nokia.
What is it the size of?
My fault.
Leroy was calling me. Sorry.
So anyways,
who cares? What were we talking about?
Old cell phone.
Oh, your Nokia phone.
Yeah, I lost energy.
I mean, we're gonna go into it, y'all.
Like,
there's a conspiracy theory out there about old. I don't even know what it is. I forget now. Old cell phones versus new cell phones. We were talking.
Oh, the camera shit with the fake. Yes. I'm not going to give information because I don't have the information to give you right
we
now.
We have zero information on this right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but trust me, you guys will want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conspiracy.
Oh my god, do you want to shout out a town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
How do you do?
give me your phone.
You have to do it on like the real internet?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you guys a story while...
Here's a story. You know? All right, yeah, tell a quick little ditty.
Sometimes when I go to bed at night, I listen to frequencies now.
Oh, yeah, we've been getting way into frequencies.
I can't tell you off the top of my head which one
I've been
listening to, but I really...
528, 432, 417.
I really know that I like 417.
417
I really
is
know
great.
That.
What's it for? It's really great for like.
I can't tell you.
Your face.
I don't have the information right now.
It's good for like getting
this
rid of negative
podcast
energy.
Has no information, but just kidding. We will have it next time.
Do I pick a town?
Pick a town. Let me pick a town. Pick a town. Pick a town.
Pick
just sounds like. All right. Anyways,
Linda's gonna pick
gonna
a random town. That remember we did this, you guys, back in the day, girls, friends, beyond the binary. We used to do this where we like pick a town where people listen.
All right, are
like
you
a random
guys
ass
ready?
Town.
Are you guys ready?
No, I'm not ready.
All
it's
right,
like, come on. What is it? What's the town?
Finnville, Michigan.
Finnville,
Michigan. Pew, 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 pew. 20% of our Michigan listeners.
Fuck Finnville. Yeah, fuck Finnville. Michigan. I wonder where that is.
Let's see. Finn, I'm going
to... I don't know much about Michigan.
V. F-E-N-N-V-I-L-L-E.
That is not how Michigan. I would have spelled it.
I know. It tricks you. It's like... basically, right in the middle of Michigan.
It's nowhere near Detroit.
Not in the middle. It's like a little
on the mitten.
It is 12 degrees there right now.
Oh no, no.
The population was like 1,300 at the end of the 2010.
That's fucking tiny.
They have a like brewing company thing or some shit. They have how far is it from Chicago? It's 93 miles. Like that's
damn, not even that far. Daniel. Like, it's pretty.
Close. Okay, I don't know how far it is from, like, Detroit, but it looks like a cute little...
I gotta see the map.
Alright, let's... Do you guys care?
Like, I'm gonna do one more town. I wanna do one more town.
I don't think anybody really cares about Finnville. Where
are you going? What are you going?
Finnville, right?
Finnville, anyways, Michigan. Just, no, I'm gonna do one more town.
I can't do this podcast.
Linda forgot how to talk. all right, let's go to, I'm going to go to a little town called, nope, I don't want to do that.
I think this is the worst ending of our life.
Get a life. I'm going to go to a little town called Canton, Georgia. Where are you? I don't know, we're not going to Google it.
Who cares, but 42% of our Georgia listeners are from Canton, so it's obviously Georgia. A place.
That's obviously amazing. It exists.
Obviously there's people there. So
we love you for that.
We love
that for you.
We love everyone.
Look, we love this for
Rock
you.
On Chicago.
Rock over London.
Rock over London.
We gotta go. We're out of this bitch. We forgot how to podcast, but we love ya.
We love you guys. I hope you guys like our little update.
It was like a little icebreaker.
I hated your grandpa.
We had to get a little icebreaker out here, y'all. We love you.
All right.
Reach out to us.
Call us.
Call us.
On our Instagram, it's...
oh, shit. Not Tonight Podcast on Instagram. Not Tonight Pod on fucking Twitter. Just fucking Google.
Just find us.
Not Tonight Podcast with Linda and Brenda. Please rate, review, subscribe for God's sake.
Yeah, just give us, cut us a break.
And
we'll
give you some more good shit.
Just Venmo us or something.
We're coming back.
We have a Cash App. We have a wish list now, trust me.
Cleopatra, coming at you.
Goodbye.
Rock over London. Wheaties. Breakfast of Champions. Good night. I love you. Be careful.
Good don't luck. Be careful. Actually,
good,
don't.
Good luck, y'all.
Like, actually, we're gonna. I mean,
I gotta go. Good luck, y'all.